Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again, and this is probably going to be our last lesson in the letter B as we go through the ABCs of Christian Growth, and we're talking about the Bible. I hope that you've been having a wonderful week, and I thank you, and I pray that the Lord would bless you and bless yours for you taking the time to sit down with the Word of God and to honor the Lord with His Word and to hear and to study, to look into His Word and see what His Word says about things. And that's how we have our being. That's how we know what truth is is by what God has said. And I just wanted to thank you personally, not necessarily for me. It could be any teacher that teaches the Word of God, what the Bible says and teaches the Bible. But thank you for studying the Word of God and for honoring the Lord. And you'll never be sorry for that. So today we're going to get into the very last portion of our study of the Bible, the letter B. And where we ended, that's not very good speech, is it? But where we stopped last time is, why do we need the Bible? And we went over that, and when we finished that, we closed out our last study, and we said that we were going to begin this time with what should we do with the Bible. And that's where we're going to begin, but let me go ahead and correct something that I have to correct something again, because I said something wrong, and I like doing this because it shows you that I'm not in this for you to worship or praise me, because I'm a mistake-making hammer knocker, whatever you want to call it. I make mistakes continually, and that shows who I am, and I hope it shows you a little bit of the sincerity of what I'm trying to do here, just to be pleasing to the Lord and to be helpful to my brothers and sisters for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. But my mistake that I made last time was when I quoted a scripture to you concerning a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11. I was talking about, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Okay, and we were talking about that, remember? But I didn't say, when I quoted it, I said exercised speedily. That's not what the scripture says. The scripture says, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. I said exercised speedily. It's executed speedily. Therefore, the hearts of the Son of Men is fully set in them to do evil. And what we was talking about was everybody getting their paybacks and everybody being at the judgment, and God's going to settle with everybody. And especially the unsaved, and especially the ones that are mocking and think it's funny to mock the Word of God and to make fun of the Christians and to make fun of everything having to do with the Lord Himself. But everybody's going to get theirs. And the Lord keeps accurate records. He's got it all written down, and ain't nobody going to get away with nothing. And the idea is to get saved, get in fellowship with the Lord, get in His family and get serving Him, and fall in love with the Lord and fall in love with His people and fall in love with His Word, and not want to be an ornery sinner running around disobedient to God and lost and without God in the world and in darkness. But instead, walking in the light as He is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another. And we're pleasing to our Lord and accepted in the beloved, and have peace, as much peace as we can have down here, and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. So there's my correction, and some of you had it written down. You was waiting on me, wasn't you? That's good. That's good. And I want you to catch these things. And for a reminder, I have these things, these studies on paper itself, on literal paper. I don't know any other way for paper to be other than literal, is it? But anyway, I have them printed on paper, these studies, as we're going through them, exactly like we're going through them. And if you would like copies of them, you can email me at iLoveWMRForever at @gmail.com. Okay? I love WMR 4, the number 4, ever, @gmail.com. And I'll send you these, and you can print them, and you can sit there and go through them, or even have it and teach them to others. The Word of God is without cost, and we'll get it to one another, and we'll encourage one another, and we'll keep on going. Okay, so what should we do with the Bible? What should we do with the Bible? Well, in the Bible, in John chapter 5 and verse 39, let me read that to you. In John chapter 5, verse 39, the Bible says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So according to the Bible, I'm going to ask you, we did this one time before, I'm going to read the Scripture, and the question is just going to remain the same. What should we do with the Bible? Okay, now we're talking about the Bible. The Bible is our topic, the letter B. And the question is what should we do with the Bible? I'm going to read the Scripture, and you fill in the blank and answer what should we do with the Bible according to what the Scripture says. John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." What should we do with the Bible there? Search the Scriptures, right? We should get in them. Search them. Find out what the Lord says. The Bible says, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing it, not wrongly dividing it. Rightly dividing it. And the Lord has set that Bible up. He has set that Bible up that anybody at all in the entire universe that comes at that Bible with the wrong intentions and comes at it trying to manipulate it is going to confuse them and mess their marbles up in their head worse than they ever thought it would. It'll confuse them and make idiots out of them and fools out of them every time. That Bible is rightly divided, and the Lord divided it, and the reason He done it is for everybody that thinks that they're going to come at it and they're going to manipulate His Word. And that's one thing that shows that the Lord's Word is supernatural, is that can't nobody manipulate that Bible. Nobody can manipulate it. Would be strongly advised not to try, because the Lord will pull your pants down in front of the entire world and embarrass you in front of everybody for trying to mess with His Word. He said He meets you face to face. That's what the Lord said. He said, "I'm not going to come around the corner, and we're not going to do this in secret." He said, "When I come, I'm going to meet you face to face, like Paul did with Peter." Amen. Okay, so we should search the Scriptures. What should we do with the Bible? Search the Scriptures. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." They didn't just take it for granted that anybody that said anything about God's Word was correct. They got their Bibles out, opened them up, and looked in there to see if those things were so that they heard. And the Bible says because they did that, they done two things in that verse. They received the Word. Well, wait a minute. What should we do with the Bible? Well, we should receive it with a readiness of mind. In other words, nobody has to force God's truth on me. I want God's truth in my life. I want to know what God says in my life. They received the Word of God with all readiness of mind, and when they received it, they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether what was told to them was the right thing according to the Scriptures. So how did they verify whether the truth was the truth that they heard? They lined it up with the book. And that's the way we are told to do it. If it don't line up with the book, it don't line up. If it don't line up with the truth, then if it doesn't run parallel with the Scriptures, then it's crooked. You know how you tell a straight stick from a crooked stick? You lay them side by side. You lay them side by side. "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica." It didn't say the ones in Thessalonica, the Christians in Thessalonica, were not noble. It just said they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. How come? Because in that they received the word with readiness of mind. They wanted the Bible. They were hungry for it and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. They verified it. That's what some of the one of the sayings, I forget who it was. I think it was Reagan or somebody like that. But I've heard a couple people that I respect in Christianity, some of the elders in Christianity that have followed the Word of God and have kept the Word of God sacred and honored the Word of God. And that's the only ones I study after. They said trust, but verify. Trust, but verify. There's some truth in that, you know. Anybody that is trustworthy doesn't mind being checked up on, you know. Anybody that's telling the truth and walking the truth, and everybody makes mistakes, of course. If we say we have not sinned, we lie and do not the truth. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody that's practicing trustworthiness and practicing honesty and practicing sincerity in their life. They're making it a practical practice in their life rather than just talking and talking. They're walking and walking, you see. So what should we do with the Bible? We should search the Scriptures, and we should also receive the Word of God with readiness of mind, and we should search the Scriptures daily to verify what we've been told is the truth by preachers and by teachers. And that's why I encourage you and I give you these Scriptures, because whenever I say something in these lessons, I want you to take and look for yourselves and make sure that's what God has said. And I mentioned to you in the beginning that if there's anything that I have said that doesn't line up with the book, then you get a hold of me and tell me. And so I can fix and correct myself, because I want to be in line with God's Word, and so do you. Next, we see 2 Timothy chapter 2:15. Here's one. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So what should we do with the Bible according to 2 Timothy chapter 2:15? We should study it, right? And we should study the Bible in such a way that we show ourselves approved unto whom? Unto God. We study the Scriptures to show the Lord that, to seek the Lord's approval about our study and our work in the Word of God. And there's another one in there. It says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So what should we do with the Bible? We should be absolutely sure that we rightly divide it and not wrongly divide it. In other words, there's another wise saying that says, a text without a context is a pretext. In other words, you can take any verse in the Scriptures, any verse in the Scriptures, and make it say what you want it to say. I can find a verse in the Bible that tells me it's okay for me to drink. I can find a verse in the Bible that tells me it's okay for me to be drunk. I can find a verse in the Bible that says it's okay for me to dance. You can make the Bible say anything that you want it to say, but that's not rightly dividing it. That's wrongly dividing it. You take any verse out of its context, and you can make it tell whatever you want it to tell. A text, anything that you read in the Scriptures, without a context, without everything that's around the verse that you read in the Scriptures that it is talking about, is a pretext, turns it into a lie, you see. So we have to be very careful to rightly divide the word of truth and make sure that we get the sense of what God the Holy Ghost is teaching and not what maybe our deceitful heart wants it to say. We have to be careful about that. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So what should we do with the Bible? According to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show ourselves approved unto God and rightly divide the word of truth. So far we have studied the Scriptures. We have that we should receive the Word of God with a readiness of mind. We should search the Scriptures to make sure that what we're being told and what we're being taught is accurate and in line with the Word of God. We should study the Word of God to show our approval, to show ourselves approved to God. And, excuse me, and we should also rightly divide the Word of truth. Now, James 1:22 is some more, what should we do with the Bible? What does the Bible say? Well, it says, be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So, according to that verse, not very a hard one. I think even a little Susie from fourth grade K-4 class could answer that one pretty quick. But be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. What should we do with the Bible? We should follow its instructions, right? We should be doers of the Word and not hearers only. We should incorporate the truths. We should practice. We should make God's Word not only something that we study and something that we hear, but something that that is practical to us, something that we put into our lives and practice. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Okay, you still got a cussy mouth? You still tell those nasty jokes? You still, the Bible says that we should be careful about the superfluity of naughtiness, the unnecessary words that make it, that lead us to think things that we should not think. Be doers of the Word, not hearers only. That was just an example. I don't say that you do that, and praise the Lord if you don't. And if you do, then you ought to stop. Christian is shouldn't have a filthy mouth, because the Lord Jesus said, "What comes out of the mouth, it proceeds from the heart." And if you say it, it's in you. And there's been some things that I say, you know, I mean, we're tempted to think it, but you cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. You cast it down. But if it comes out of your mouth, it's probably implanted in that heart, still in that heart, needs to be cleansed and confessed. So anyway, not anyway, but therefore, be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. So the answer to that is, what should we do with the Bible? We should follow its instructions and take heed to what it's teaching us and to incorporate it into our lives for our benefit. God doesn't need to be more holy. God is perfectly holy. He doesn't need to be bettered, and he's not bettered by us being bettered. He's happy about us being better, and he's and the Lord is I believe the Lord is pleased with us being better. That's why he goes out of his way to try to teach us and train us and to change us and to mold us into the image of Jesus, his son, because he cares. But he doesn't need to be any better, and we're the ones that need to be better. James chapter 1, verse 22, that was. Here's another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13, what should we do with the Bible? We should compare the Bible, right? We should compare the Bible with spiritual things, comparing spiritual with spiritual, and what the Holy Ghost teaches, not what man's wisdom teaches. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The Bible says that we worship in the Spirit. God is a Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So that's how we do it. So we should compare spiritual things with spiritual, with the Word of God. God's Word is spiritual. That's what makes it an exceptional, different, living book. is that other books have meaning behind it and have something that people would call spirit, but we have an author, God the Holy Ghost, that authored that book and authored those words, that is overseeing those words and comparing it with us. He lives within us and he compares the Word of God and rightly divides it and teaches it to us as we read it. Okay, the next one, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Of course, that's that's written for everybody, but particularly to preachers and to pastors. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. So what should we do with the Bible? You can preach the Word of God. You preach the Word. And you also can reprove with the Bible. You can rebuke with the Bible. And you can exhort people with the Bible. And you do it with long-suffering and doctrine. Make absolutely sure that it's the truth and that it is distinct between right and wrong. There's no in-between and confusion about it. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We can do that with the scriptures. Another one, Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. According to that verse, what should we do with the Bible? We should meditate day and night in it. That's what it says. Meditate. Meditate. What is meditating? Meditating is what you think about all day long. What you think about. Your thoughts. The process of your thinking during the day and throughout the day and at night. The Bible says, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, when you first fell in love, you fellas, you're walking around there and you had that girl and she smiled at you and then finally you got to take her on a date and now, oh boy, she done got inside of you now and you're walking around and pretty soon it takes that brain over, doesn't it? Takes over that coconut, don't it? Pretty soon you walk around, that's all you can think about. That's all you think about all day long. And you walk around and you're meditating on that all day long. And you girls too. All you women, you fell in love with them fellas and you walk around there and you like you had air in your head. And you just couldn't think of nothing else. Well, that's how we ought to, in his law doth he meditate day and night. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, where your affections are, there will your heart, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And if your treasure's in the Word of God, and the Word of God is in your treasure chest, then you will think about that, and you will meditate about it. And one thing that we should do with the Bible is meditate on it. That's why it's important for us to hide God's Word in our heart and in our minds, and so that when we walk along, instead of some filthy, nasty joke pops up in our mind that we have to fight away and fight off, then a scripture will come to our mind. When we look at something and we see it, something in the scriptures will pop up because of what we look at. Mine eye affecteth my heart, the Bible says. And whenever we look at things, you look across there and you see a beautiful flower, or you see this, or you see that, then it'll remind us of the scriptures, and the Holy Ghost will bring a scripture to our minds that we can meditate on because of that, you see. That's how she works. Colossians chapter 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Okay, according to that scripture, what should we do with the Bible? It says, let it dwell in us richly in all wisdom, and let it teach us and admonish us. So that's what we should do with the Bible. Let it teach us, and let it give us wisdom, and let it dwell in us richly. Just like we was talking about meditating. When you meditate on it, you meditate on the things that dwell in you. Psalm 119:11 says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So according to the Bible, according to the Scriptures, what should we do with the Bible? We should hide God's word in our hearts. Hide it in there, that I might not sin against thee. Amen. All right, so there we go. What should we do with the Bible? Well, there's lots and lots we should do with the Bible, that we can do with the Bible, that we're privileged to do with the Bible, right? That Bible's a whole different book than when we started to begin with, have you? I hope that you've grown fonder of it since we've been talking about it these last lessons. I think we've had about 6 hours or so lessons on this, and I hope that you have grown fonder and that you have grown, you got more admiration for the Scriptures and for God's Word now, and I hope that you are more secure in God's Word, that you believe it, and those that come unto Him must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. And that's the truth. People can say what they want to, but there's no such thing as somebody that's living in sin and going home and doing Bible studies and keeping up with their with learning the Scriptures. The Bible says you cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of devils. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. And it says you'll either love one and hate the other, or you'll despise one and not the other. And the reason I didn't finish is that because I couldn't remember it. But thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Okay, let me give you these scriptures, but first, we're going to close out this study of the letter B. I have a couple other scriptures here, scriptures that we should memorize, and these will be our closing scriptures, okay? Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 and 11, the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, therefore, thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So how do you clean? The Bible says now you're clean, and in John 15:3, it says now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That was Jesus talking to us, or is Jesus talking to us. Then it says in Psalm 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Listening to God's word. Not only listening to it, but hearing it. In John 15:3, just like we said just a second ago, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. And then in John 17:17, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them, separate them, and clean them up. How? Through thy truth. Well, what's truth? Thy word is truth. Isn't that a wonderful book? We have the word of God. We have the living words of the living God in copies, in written form, in English, understandable and readable and comprehensible. And I have God the Holy Ghost indwelling us that make it make sense to us. And put the sense in our lives that we can use it and we can become more like the Lord. And you're going to love that person that God the Holy Ghost is going to turn you into, conforming you into the image of Jesus Christ. You're going to love that person. And the more you become like the Lord Jesus Christ, the more you're going to be able to appreciate being who you are, and your identity will be established. And as we become like the Lord, the more you will love the Lord, and the more you will you'll love yourself because you're like the Lord. So, the Bible, the letter B, the ABCs of Christian growth. Let me give you the scriptures for today. You ready? We talked about what should we do with the Bible. And here are the scriptures. John chapter 5, verse 39. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. James chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. And then when we got ready to close, we was talking about those other ones, the closing ones, where we're going to close out the lesson. Here those are. Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 and 11. John 15, 3. And John 17, 17. And there we go. So, I hope that you've enjoyed the study of the letter B. I have. I've probably been through this study. Oh, I hate to even imagine how many to guess. I was teaching it up at a troubled men's camp that I was at, teaching there and directing there for some time, with a troubled men's camp in Pennsylvania. And this was the studies that we taught the fellas. And we had 4 hours of study during the morning hours and 1 hour of study before bed. And you talk about a bunch of drunks and drug addicts and sinners and just watching God the Holy Ghost take and teach fellas. But you know what? God's not a respecter of persons. He'll teach those that want to be taught and who love His Word and honor His Word. The Bible, letter B. Study number 2 in the ABCs of Christian growth. Next lesson, we're going to start in the letter C. And that's going to be the subject of the church. And in the church, we're going to study quite a bit concerning what is the church? What exactly are you talking about? A building? Is it people? Is it a spirit? What is the church? We're going to talk about what it's for. Why the Lord established it, who established it, when it was established, where it's talked about in the scriptures, what the church is called, what it's composed of, what its orders are, all kinds of things. And just get an ABC of understanding about the church. A lot of people think that the church is something that you get in your car and you drive to every Sunday. Is that what the Bible says? Well, we're going to find out, and I hope that that we're having enough truth here to keep you in truth. How you spell that? T-R-U-F. Enough truth. Enough truth in these studies that that you will stay faithful to them. Because remember what we talked about. One thing that the enemy absolutely despises about you is not only about who you are and who you belong to, but he despises the fact that you're honoring God's word, and he wants to take that Bible and that truth away from you any way, anyhow he can. And anytime you study that Bible, whether it be a good day or a bad day, I don't know about what I mean by bad day. What I mean is, I don't want to say dry day either. What I mean is, some days of study in the Word of God are harder and without understanding, it seems, but you never vainly read the Word of God. Some days you come out of it wondering, I wonder what I've learned, you know, and you probably can understand what I'm saying that way. But some days you come out of it rejoicing and doing somersaults. I'm going to eat cake, you know. So, but either way, it's not vain. The Bible says, the Lord said that His words would not return unto Him void. And they don't. Every time you read that Bible, you are growing and you are prospering in the Lord. And God the Holy Ghost is teaching you. And you can be assured and promised of that from the Lord. So, be encouraged and stick with it. Stick with it and study your Bible on purpose. If you don't want to study it with these lessons that we're doing here on these, then find you a study where you open that book, open that Bible, and study that Bible. If you want these on paper, get a hold of me, and I'll send them to you on paper, okay? All right. Well, it's been good in the letter B. We've studied the letter A, and we've studied the letter B. Next is the letter C. I'm glad we can say the alphabet together, can't you? Just imagine when we get done with this, we're going to be able to say the whole alphabet. All right. Well, you know, the Lord bless you, and you have a wonderful evening. And go over those scriptures. Go over those scriptures. And study the Word of God. Let it dwell in you richly. Bye-bye.